This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 300 for Wednesday, March 10th. I'm Phil France Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, with speculative profit taking a feature as investors liquidated long positions. Canola down $10 to over $20, the May contract down $20.30 at $775.90 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil put spillover pressure on canola, although soy oil finished well off its lows and canola outpaced the U.S. market to the downside. While canola was due for a correction from a chart standpoint, the underlying fundamentals of tight old crop supplies did remain supportive, and some scaled-down buying interest likely tempered the losses. The Canadian dollar held steady on the day, providing a little direction. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, as yesterday's relatively neutral supply-demand report from the USDA failed to provide a bullish spark. That left the room for chart-based profit-taking to weigh on prices today. Soybeans down 30 cents in the May contract at $14.09 per bushel. The USDA left its ending stocks forecast for U.S. soybeans unchanged at 120 million bushels yesterday, but did increase world stocks slightly. Forecasts calling for some better harvest weather in Brazil added to today's soft tone in beans, but wet conditions in the country do continue to cause delays, while yield losses in Argentina are expected due to dryness there. Soy oil had been down sharply earlier today, but recovered to closer to unchanged. Malaysian palm oil hit 13-year highs overnight, and that was supportive for the vegetable oil markets. Corn, it was down amid a lack of fresh supportive news as well. The May contract down 11 cents at $5.34 per bushel. The projected U.S. corn carryout was left unchanged yesterday at 1.5 billion bushels, but world-ending stocks were raised by about a million tons to 287.7 million. The USDA releases quarterly stocks and plantings intentions data at the end of the month, and traders are already looking ahead to that report. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board, although activity was choppy as wheat remained stuck in a relatively sideways trading range. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the May contract at $6.40 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in May at $6.16 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 4 cents in May at $6.52 per bushel. U.S. wheat ending stocks were unchanged yesterday, but world stocks were lowered by 3 million tons from February, and that remained a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 10th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.